This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The restaurant industry is becoming more and more important to Michigan. In fact, the restaurant industry is one of the largest and fastest-growing industries in Metro Detroit. But many entry-level workers have trouble becoming managers. They find it difficult to move up to a better position, and some say this difficulty stems from racial and gender discrimination. Stateside's Renee Gross reports.
When I visited David Hardiman at the cafe where he works in Detroit, things were going a bit slow.
Slicing up tomatoes, getting them ready for the next go at it.
And for Hardiman, slow days are the worst.
I don't ever stop moving. I'm hyper. I like to move around, busybody. It's like work to me to work slow.
And that energy is really helpful for working at restaurants.
My employer, they didn't know about some stuff. They look around and they just see stuff done. And it's like, when did you do that? When did you stock that? I stocked that in between when I was cleaning.
Hardiman has been praised a lot for his good work. But promotions are a whole other story. Hardiman is 35 years old and has been working off and on in casual dining since high school. He says he's gone after a general manager position but didn't get it. And a lot of other African Americans find themselves in that same position.
There's racial and gender discrimination and segregation related to this kind of lack of mobility and really glass ceilings faced by these workers.
That's Saru J.U. Rahman. She's the director of the Food Labor Research Center at the University of California, Berkeley.
The vast majority of workers of color are concentrated in lower-level segments, meaning fast food and casual as opposed to fine dining, and lower-level positions like dishwasher versus server in a fine dining restaurant.
J.U. Rahman says part of the problem is that usually workers are not promoted from within the restaurant.
But instead, outside hiring happens, and that's when often white workers have the advantage.
But not everybody sees mobility as a problem in restaurants.
So I think we do a very good job as an industry in allowing people to move up.
That's Brian DeBano. He's the CEO of the Michigan Restaurant Association. He says minorities are doing really well in the restaurant field.
Minorities own about 33% of restaurants, compared to only about 21% of other businesses. And about one in three restaurant managers are minorities.
And he says to make a good business, you can only have so many managers.
They need to do a good job with their business model of managing the number of managerial and salaried employees they have versus entry level, if you will, or part-time employees.
Good afternoon, sir.
Back at the cafe, it's clear that Hardiman does not want to stay in this position forever. Someday he wants to own his own restaurant. That way he'll be able to provide for his wife and their newborn son. And he'll be able to do what he loves, bringing people together over food.
They come to eat, everybody wants to have a good time. I've never seen anyone eating and being mad.
Good service and good food may do the trick to making customers happy. But to make everybody who works in the restaurant industry happy, well, it seems that answer is a lot more complicated. For Stateside, I'm Renee Gross.